gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Happy Friday, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere, stephaniemiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all, their executive producer, Chris LaVoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. Fridays with sexy liberal John Fugelsang. We are tracking him down.
He's
tomcatting about the country.
As you do.
You
look that beautiful.
Not Tom. Yeah, well, I'd be out everywhere.
Hell, I would be too.
Hell. All right. No, he's filming his documentary. He will be with us telephonically for Fridays with Fugelsang. And big separate sexy liberal news coming up. Okay. Are you ready?
What?
So, the big, because I'm looking at a thing right in front of me, Cook Report.
Yes.
14 GOP now trending Democratic post shutdown House seats. Woot! Woot! 2014. What a time to relaunch Sexy Liberal. So we are going to announce the whole Sexy Liberal schedule for 2014, election year schedule next week.
Right.
So the West Coast announcement for 2013, our last show, has been held off until it's going to go on sale probably Tuesday. So
yes.
Next week will be a huge
so
Sexy Liberal
So hold on to
week.
Your hats.
Yes.
Until Tuesday.
And tell us on Sexy Liberal Facebook and Twitter where you'd like us to bring Sexy Liberal, because we are still finishing up the schedule for 2014.
We're drawing the map.
Exactly. I'm like John King. That's what it looks like in my in my living room. I have that in my living room.
Well, it looks like that in your head all the time.
Right. But I'm frequently drunk, and so a lot of states just turn purple for no reason.
Sure.
I'm trying to, like, where should we go?
I remember when you made Michael Schur break the map.
I probably broke the network. It was probably because of that.
Oh, we all know that.
On election night, he touched the thing, and the whole thing was broken, and that was it. And Al Gore was at home, and he went, that's it.
Cancel the whole thing.
Just cancel the whole network. She broke it. Who's on the phone with Oprah?
Yeah.
Did she break yours? She's like, uh-huh. That bitch. I kid, of course.
Did you see reports this morning that Al Gore wanted to buy Twitter?
I did see that.
Yes.
I did see that.
Huh. Okay.
Maybe. All right. Never mind. All right. I'll just shoosh.
Yeah.
Shoosh. Okay. No, because we had Tom Hartman on yesterday about his new film, and Al Gore is in it.
Yes.
About global warming. And I couldn't help but mention, I said, you know, it would have been a good place to talk about all that climate change stuff if he had his own network. But he...
A little bit of bitterness came out yesterday.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I drank an entire gallon of bitter. Look at who's here, everybody. Speaking of people that are missing him on Current.
With John Fugelsang.
Good morning, sexy liberal John Fugelsang.
Good morning from the mean streets of Washington, D.C.
Woohoo! Oh, boy, I was going to say, yeah. did you see Ted Cruz was there welcoming the government employees back to work yesterday? Boob could have led to their being all furloughed, I wonder?
I know. Crazy is the new normal. We didn't need those billions of dollars, Ted Cruz. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And let me say, shooting a documentary in D.C. is great when you weren't able to get street permits due to a government shutdown. What fun.
Oh.
Thanks, Ted.
Wow.
God.
Wow. Thanks, Ted. Yeah. I got to say, that was a bit of a bitch slapping President Obama's press conference yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, again, Ted Cruz, he's not really, you know, this was all about him. I mean, any Republican who's still supporting Ted Cruz and thinks he cares about the party needs to know that he's just auditioning for Tea Party Idol, and you're going to Iowa, dog, and that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, that's what's great about the polling is obviously Tea Party's down at the record low, right? 21%,
mm-hmm.
But he's the king of the remaining teabag doofuses. So
well,
this is good.
What's great is the lower they go in the polls, the meaner online trolls who haven't mastered that your thing yet. So it's a good sign to be a Tea Party.
Or 2-2-2.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, exactly. But I was just saying, John, what a great year to relaunch Sexy Liberal in 2014 election year, because I'm looking at this Cook Report. 14 GOP, you know, those safe seats we've heard all about, right? Are now now trending Democrat.
We are going to rock the house so we can rock the house.
Exactly. Exactly, John. Thank you very much. Well said, my friend.
I'm so excited about it. I have so many cities I hope we go back to, and so many cities I hope we visit for the first time.
Yes.
And we'll raise a lot of money, and we'll, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of new jokes. Let me just tell you. For all the loss of Michelle Bachmann, Ted Cruz has been comedy manna.
I was just going to say, we couldn't even have dreamed of Ted Cruz in the first iteration of Sexy Liberal. But I don't know if you heard, because I know you're about the country, but we are doing, we're putting a bunch of cities on sale next week, and we want people to tell us on Sexy Liberal Twitter and Facebook where you would like us to bring Sexy Liberal. So anyway, the big last 2013 West Coast announcement will be, and it will go on sale next week along with everything else, the first several shows for 2014.
Yes, I love that we're going to kick off the 2014 show with a big 2013 holiday show. It's a great way to end the year and to remind people that the shutdown's over and that next year might be the most important political election of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Like the last two.
I mean, I got to tell you, what we're hearing on the phones and just, you know, my email and on social media, people are really revved up for 2014. And it's stuff like this where they've been telling us, oh, there's nothing we can do, all the gerrymandering. And that's not what the initial polling is showing.
Exactly. And the important thing to remember is the Republicans can't gerrymander their way to a better spot in the history books. And I've said this before about the tour. One of the most important things about it to me is that it really builds community. There's so many terrific progressive folks out there who are afraid to have a Barack Obama bumper sticker on their car when they go to their job or their church. And what I like about this show the most, after the incredibly high caliber of comedy and the incredibly high rate of sexiness, is that it really is about building community. And it's a great show where you can come and meet a lot of people who think and feel and are sane just like you. And you feel less alone in some of them red states. So I'm just so excited to be on the road with you again, Steph.
Me too, John Fugel.
It's a time for good, clean living with
Stephanie
Miller.
And you know what I'm told? This just in this morning. I know you're on the road. You're not getting all the news. But the House stenographer, I believe, is going to be on the vice presidential ticket for 2016.
On Congress's most unhinged home videos.
Yeah. or she's going to be the new congresswoman from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Either one. She's weighing her options right now in the Republican Party.
The day is at hand.
Yikes. What was that about, Tom Fugel saying?
You know what?
She
I
said the
know.
Holy Spirit moved her.
Well, I kind of agree with her that, you know, the D.C.'s become a godless sewer. I just don't think in the same way we agree on it. But I do think it was a great outburst. And parts of Mississippi, where I'll be next week, she could run on that video and win.
She could.
So, yeah. I can't wait for her reality show.
She said, for the past two and a half weeks, the Holy Spirit has been waking me up in the middle of the night.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Or it could have been, you know what? Or it could have been Ted Cruz in his filibuster that sounds like that mosquito in your ear. What is that? What is that, a mosquito? Is it? Oh, it's a Ted Cruz. It's a Ted Cruz filibuster.
Or it could have been an entity. Yes.
Oh, it could have been.
Sound effect.
Right.
She was moved by sound effect
and
in the middle of the night.
Preparing me through my reluctance and doubt to deliver a message in the House chamber, stenographer Diane Foster, to old Fox News. that is what I did last night, and that's what she said. The Holy Spirit, pesky, waking her in the middle of the night. There's no Lunesta strong enough for the Holy Spirit.
Holy
apparently,
feeling
I'll tell you, I watched that tape, and I just thought, damn, get that Obamacare website fixed fast. That's all I thought when I saw that tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I usually turn into a capering loon while watching C-SPAN, so I feel right at home.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
And hey, Ted Cruz has proven crazy is the new normal, so maybe we're the crazy ones and she's the straight one. Who knows?
And here's what I think is the hopeful news, too, is I still think they don't get it. Did you see the Budget Monster, Paul Ryan's press statement, you know, following this whole... I mean, come on, this was just an unalloyed debacle for the Republican Party in every way. He right after the vote, he said, today's legislation reopens the government and averts default. It rejects Democrats' demands to increase spending, and it sets a precedent for further changes to Obamacare.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
He's been eating too much green eggs and ham.
My God. Really?
Exactly. But by doing that, Paul Ryan has us talking about that ridiculous statement, and not the fact that he requested Obamacare funds, and that the Paul Ryan budget includes the same Medicare waste cuts that he criticized Obama for last year. Huh. It's all hypocrisy. The biggest meme I'm hearing this morning is these Tea Party guys gloating, saying, ha ha, we shut down the government and made the Democrats fight for stuff they already had. It's like, fight for stuff that we already had for the American people. You guys tried to take it away. I mean, all the Democrats did was hold firm, and that's why, you know, say what you want about this president. He was like Bill Clinton during a sex scandal. He was a rock during all of this. I mean, if he had compromised, that wouldn't have been leadership, and the Tea Party would have been all over him for it. So my hat's off to Barack Obama for standing firm during this.
Although,
to be fair, it's not like we lost $24 billion or anything. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yes, we did. Thanks, Ted Cruz. No, you know what's interesting, though, and I hadn't seen this, John, speaking about Paul Ryan, you're absolutely right. That was their whole strategy, is thinking the president would blink or would cave. Paul Ryan was on record as saying, someone asked him, like, well, the president, this is back a while ago, the president says he's not going to negotiate, and Paul Ryan literally said, oh, I don't think anyone believes that.
Wow.
It's like, ha ha!
Well, Paul Ryan was right. A lot of us have gotten really used to Democrats compromising on their compromises.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes, you know, I love Democrats, but it seems like, you know, they're the S&M slave who forgot their safety word and just getting pummeled and bumbled and bumbled.
Right.
So it was great
to see. It's Mizrahi. It's always Mizrahi. That's the safe word.
Well, it was great to see, and it was great to see, you know, this president not capitulating in this case, because these guys were economic terrorists. They have no agenda besides keeping themselves in the spotlight. It's great to see now that the Chamber of Commerce is going to begin funding establishment GOPs against Tea Party challenges, which means we could see an all-out civil war in 2014 that'll bloody these guys up by the time they get clear primary season. But you're now going to see the Tea Party versus the Wall Street and small business guys.
Maybe we should rename it.
That's going to be next year.
Maybe we should rename it the Sexy Liberal Schadenfreude Tour.
Schadenfreude.
Right. Tour. What do you think?
I like that because I take perverse pleasure in the suffering of people who don't know what Schadenfreude means.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, I mean, but I do think you're right, though. The Democrats and the president are incredibly strengthened by this. Harry Reid tweeted, I won't subject Social Security benefits to a stupid trade during budget negotiations. So, you know what I mean? Because obviously that's another thing that liberals are going to be nervous about. Like, oh, they're going to, trade this for that again. And I do think that this was just a resounding win for the president and for Harry Reid.
We probably should.
And it's more proof than ever that these guys have no agenda. They are coming for your Social Security, and that's all they want. And again, the one big capitulation Democrats allegedly made on this, more scrutiny towards poor folks seeking benefits through the Obamacare exchange, that was already part of the law.
That was in there. Yeah, it was in there.
Yeah. It's in there.
Oh, I see. You just took a highlighter, Eddie Munster? Oh, okay, thanks. Yeah, that was a real dent in Obamacare.
Yeah, they really threw Brer Rabbit in the briar patch on that one, didn't they?
Yeah, we should have seen this coming, though, since the Republican motto is, you scratch our back, we'll fornicate you on the keister.
Right.
Hey, Stephanie, I want to let you know, today I'm at DC Central Kitchen, which is a great service that provides meals for the homeless. I was on a ride with them all day yesterday, going to some of the poorest parts of DC. This place recycles over 1 ton of discarded restaurant food per day.
Oh, wow.
They do it with no federal funds. It's all done by local donations. They're very concerned because during this shutdown, they're afraid that, of course, their donation base is going to shrink. But I have to run because I'm getting into an interview inside, but I will be calling you later on in the third hour.
Oh, awesome, honey. And listen, it's the sexy liberal causes like that we need to start.
Absolutely.
As you know, in every city we give to a different sexy liberal cause. So sexy liberal John Finkelstein, we'll see you in hour three.
Talk to you then.
All right,
yay!
There you go.
Sexy, liberal. Being homeless in D.C. in the winter.
I guess it's better than being homeless in Edmonton in winter.
Somewhat. But that one time we were there, it was freaking cold.
Well, yes.
The good news just keeps on coming, by the way. As you know, the shutdown, the fall crisis is over, and Ted Cruz has just been deemed a non-essential employee. So, Haney, he may be one of the people that needs John Finkelstein to help him.
Yes.
Okay, 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 24 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Julie in Seattle brings us the news. Steph, Morning Joe opened with Mika reporting this happy clappy news. Cook political reporters moved 14 GOP congressional seats into trending Democrat T. and then a he.
Yay!
Huh?
How'd that work out for you, that whole shutting down the government thing?
The Cook Political Report changed its ratings in 15 House seats Friday, moving 14 of them in the direction of Democrats following the government shutdown. Mostly as a result of the damage House Republicans sustained during the 16-day government shutdown, we are making changes in our ratings in 15 House seats, all but one in Democrats' direction. No.
Nicely done. Thank you.
Julie points out, P.S., we'll have help from Republicans like Ted Cruz and Sarah Palin and Louis Gohmert. Pretty much anyone Sarah Palin shows up for loses. Remember that guy that just ran against Cory Booker? Next week, when I'm taking my seat in the Senate, and we'll have help from teabaggers like Jim DeMint and his junior DeMints via Heritage Action.
That's right.
So, as John was just saying, it's going to be a bloodbath. And how exciting is that going to be? It's going to be teabagged from the right and teabagged from whatever sane Republicans are left. And, it's going to be, I'm just getting some popcorn. All right, the president yesterday.
Because Democrats and responsible Republicans came together, the first government shutdown in 17 years is now over.
Jim in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Listen, before we study the negotiations with the Republicans, basically, and this is President Obama quoting this, they owe the people $24 billion.
Thank you.
They can give their packet a form of a stimulus package, however President Obama wants to do it.
Just when you think we couldn't be angrier in the country, the fact that we know that now, that this little political stunt cost, and these are the people talking about cutting this and that, and they want to cut, cancer funding and Head Start and all. $24 billion we lost for something that they knew they weren't going to be able to achieve.
Fiscal conservatism right there.
And make the point, too, that they owe the people this money, and they're going to pay it back first
interest.
And foremost in the stimulus package. And then we'll start negotiating.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be a promo. It's got to be the central theme of their campaigns and everything.
Yeah. Don't you wish Harry Reid could sit down?
$24 billion.
Wouldn't that be something? Sit down with a pad, right, Jim, and just go, okay. Here's the starting point, right. $24 billion. That's on you, and then let's start from there. I mean, that's what just kills you is this, as the president was saying yesterday, this has hurt us.
Yeah.
This has hurt the economy already, mm-hmm. and it was for something that even they admitted they knew wasn't going to happen.
We lost to Beyonce a day.
Right. Thanks a lot. 16 of them. 16 Beyoncés. The president.
Nothing has done more damage to America's credibility in the world.
Thank you.
Are standing with other countries than the spectacle that we've seen these past several weeks. It's encouraged our enemies, it's emboldened our competitors, and it's depressed our friends who look to us for steady leadership.
How is the whole idea of arresting them for treason going? Anybody else spitballing that but me? Just saying. Read papers around the world. He's absolutely right.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Nick in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Steph. How you doing, Beth?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, I was looking at something or listening to something on the radio earlier this morning, and there was something about Trent Lott. He's actually turned his back on the Tea Party, said that they got to go, or something about that. I mean, have you heard anything about this? I mean, when Trent Lott...
I heard something in passing. I don't know exactly what it was about.
Yeah, well, they really are having a civil war, Nick, within their party right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all of a sudden it's turned into a feeding frenzy of sharks on each shark, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Trent Lott said about Ted Cruz, quote, cut his legs out from under him.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Newsbusters, did you get that?
Yeah.
There you are.
Well, I was suggesting that we should deport him to Cuba and Canada simultaneously.
Yeah, right. And then he said yesterday, it's on days like today that I remember why I left.
And each country can decide which half they want.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Jim meant that. Politically, Newsbusters, right.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's how Trent Lott meant it. He meant politically.
Sure.
Cut his legs out from under him. Mm-hmm. Newsbusters. Don't go picking on Trent. On his recently rebuilt veranda after Hurricane Katrina that George Bush saw was fixed so quickly.
Yeah.
All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Woman drinks an entire box of wine.
Stephanie Miller.
What's that?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Richard in Chicago. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you guys doing this morning? Great,
good.
I hope. Listen, two things. This $24 billion, it's a great ad campaign for the DNC going into 2014 and 16. All I got to do is just laundry list of things that the money could have been spent on. Tom Hartman had a little list yesterday that he talked about different programs and how much their annual budget is compared to the $24 billion. I see a great ad campaign for the DNC. Start running the ad, building it now, running the ads now, and just pinning. We've always looked for something to pin on the Republican Party, and this is one of the great ineptitudes that could be pinned right on them. I think it's exciting. And also, I just got my VIP tickets for Mama and
Mama. Oh, shush, shush, shush. The announcement isn't until next week, but love you. All right. Thank you, Richard. Okay. He almost blew his wad.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Big section of announcements next week. A whole bunch of them, by the way. All right. So the president said this, talking about America's credibility that we just played.
Nothing has done more damage to America's credibility in the world, our standing with other countries, than the spectacle that we've seen these past several weeks. It's encouraged our enemies, it's emboldened our competitors, and it's depressed our friends who look to us for steady leadership.
I love this headline. Watch Megyn Kelly desperately try to rein in Sarah Palin. Kelly set Palin up nicely, I'm reading, asking her to comment on President Obama's suggestion the government shutdown had hurt American credibility in the world. Do we have they're describing it as a free association diatribe, almost jazz-like improvisational rant, except of nonsense. Let's see.
I think that remark is one of his more out-of-touch remarks that we've heard in recent days. No, what emboldened our enemies and what empowered competitors was his promise to fundamentally transform America from being a solvent, free, exceptional country into something that we're not going to recognize. Also, what has emboldened enemies is he, with doubling of our debt since he's been elected, putting on a path towards bankruptcy and then locking up pipelines and resources that will result in us being more reliant on foreign imports for energy. And then, of course,
energy.
Having left behind his administration, left behind our brave men in Benghazi to be murdered.
Oh,
and then, of course, there's Syria, where he promised to bomb Syria because in that civil war, Syria was going to bomb Syria. And then we never heard another word again about his threat to bomb in a foreign civil war. And then, of course,
she's drunk.
Most recently, Megan, he using our military, those who would fight against our enemies, our military, our vets, shutting down their memorials and holding them hostage in terms of budget deals, threatening to withhold paychecks for our brave
men. See the look on Megyn Kelly's face.
As for economic, competitors, corporate tax rate, the second highest in the industrialized world, that empowers our competitors.
Let me get this in, because you heard Ed Henry talking about the hit the Republicans took on the generic ballot, and there are a lot of people who watch and say, okay, I stood with Ted Cruz.
Sarah has a dumb smile on her face.
I stood with those who took a principled stand on issues like debt and Obamacare, but I don't want to lose the House of Representatives because it's the only body that the Republicans hold, and these people who see the way you do, they don't want to lose that body. So your thoughts on how the generic ballot has been affected negatively for the Republicans, according to what Ed just reported?
People who see the way that I and Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and a whole lot of other Americans see that we are taxed enough already. Of course, that's the acronym for the Tea Party movement. Mm. We're taxed enough already, and we believe that the Constitution, that's the blueprint that leads us towards a more perfect union.
And
we'll fight very strong for that. So if the GOP standing strong on the plank and the platform that represent everything that I just mentioned, if we stand united, well, then we won't lose the House, and we could even win back the Senate.
What?
I tell you, fiscal conservatives are more energetic
than ever after
last night's deal where Americans came out as the losers because we're just going to incur more and more debt. this unsustainable spending spree that Barack Obama is on. No, we're saying enough is enough, and we are energized.
What's going to happen now? Because you have sent out a poster on your Facebook something suggesting that you might get behind some potential challengers to existing Republicans who are up for re-election.
Split the ballot, Senator
Lindsey Graham down in South Carolina.
Oh,
you can see the others that you mentioned here on the full screen. Are you prepared to back challengers to these Republican senators
in their
contests?
I've been saying for years that robust, competitive primaries make for a better political system.
It
makes people
work
harder and express more articulately what their rebels and what their intentions are.
You teabag the vapors out of Lindsay.
So as for the individual races, I'm going to see who the opposition to the sitting kind of status quo politicians are.
All right, I can't take anymore. I cannot take anymore.
Did she ever breathe?
You should see the screenshot of Megyn Kelly.
Wow.
What fresh horror hath Roger Ailes
you know what,
visited
though?
On me?
Yeah. I have to say, I kind of like Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, she holds people to task. You know, both sides, you know, but equally, but she does hold Republicans to task.
Well, she's kind of hot.
God, really?
She looked like she wanted to plunge something into her eyes as well.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that was even, I was reading the transcript and it sounded even worse than... Wow. It's just a bunch of gobbledygook. She's
also
it sounds like she just read a dictionary and remembers the words, but doesn't remember what they mean.
Right.
And so she's just putting the words out there, hoping that she sounds
also
smart.
Divergence and quantification.
She actually said also
solemnity.
Someone else doing a Jim Ward's impression of them.
Oh, God.
She said, where's my Caribou Barbie music? Oh. And then locking up pipelines and resources that result in us being more reliant on foreign imports for energy. And then, of course, his administration having left behind our brave men in Benghazi to be murdered. And then, of course, there's Syria, where he promised to bomb Syria because in that civil war, Syria was going to bomb Syria. And then we never heard another word again about his threat to bomb on a foreign civil war. And then, of course...
She must have a blowhole so she can breathe while she's talking. She's got, you know, the back of her head.
Gills. Something gills, a blowhole, something.
Well, she has a blowhole, we know that.
And there she was, you see, blaming the president for shutting down the World War II.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, what an idiot.
Monuments because...
You're an idiot!
That was the greatest soundbite ever. Her talking, doing her photo op with the vets, and someone just yelling, you're an idiot. Oh, my goodness. Take some more blame at all, won't you?
How many times has this happened to you?
So I was doing my morning walk this morning. I got an email that there were World War II veterans that were coming in.
You make something bad happen, but you just don't have what it takes to get out of the responsibility.
Representative Steve King from Iowa. Okay, Park Service should be ashamed of you.
That's why there's Blame It All, the supplement that gives you that extra big set of balls to blame all your douchey behavior on someone else.
People were trying to blame me for things that... I did.
Just take two Blame It All tablets and you won't even realize you're being an asshat.
Our military!
You're an idiot!
And now there's Blame It All Plus. Not only does it give you the nerve to blame others for your actions, but helps you convince others that you're right.
I don't have to answer to anybody with Blame It All.
Blame It All may be a complete sociopath.
Don't go through life owning up your screw-ups. Take Blame It All.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic, Rocky Mountain Mike. Thank
you. Yay, Rocky Mountain Mike!
Pardon me.
Are you okay over there?
I just had to read. This is good news for us, is they just remain completely delusional. I had to read this again, Paul Ryan's official statement after the aforementioned ass-whooping, in which they got nothing, sir, nothing.
Good day, sir.
As John Fugelsang pointed out, the thing they got.
You get nothing. You lose.
The thing they
sir.
The thing they think they got, income verification, that's already in the Affordable Care Act. So thanks for pointing that out. Thanks for pointing out what a good idea that was.
Yeah.
He said today's legislation reopens the government and averts default. It rejects Democrats' demands to increase spending and it sets a precedent for further changes to Obamacare.
Right.
All right, Eddie, you run along back to the house.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
I won't go! I won't!
I dare say that.
You can't make me! You can't!
I dare say that Paul Ryan has an abnormal brain!
So let me get this straight. Getting your ass handed to you on every level, it just sets a precedent for a win down the road. It sets a precedent for further changes to Obamacare, you say.
Sure. Right.
Over?
Which is already law.
Over?
Right?
You say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Trains?
Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Hey! The Republicans should be on double secret probation.
Okay. Yeah, it's like losing any war. It's just a precedent for, it's just a, you know, it's a prelude to a win later on.
Sure, right.
Although Mitch McConnell seems to have gotten something out of it.
Yes, Mitch McConnell got a kickback, which means he's going to get teabagged even harder. He got a $2 billion kickback by signing the debt deal. Oh.
Although Harry Reid said it wasn't a kickback. It wasn't anything given to McConnell.
He got a $2 billion earmark. Pork, 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 pork. On the debt deal, and a group called Senate Conservatives Fund is displeased. Disappointed. Oh, yurtle. They said in exchange for funding Obamacare and raising the debt limit, Mitch McConnell secured a $2 billion Kentucky kickback. This is an insult to Kentucky families who don't want to pay for Obamacare.
Kentucky Fried Kickback.
And who don't want to shoulder any more debt. This is what's wrong with Washington. That's what's wrong with Mitch McConnell. Uh-oh. Yes! Fight! Run another candidate! And you want to know the other rich layer of irony in that?
What?
It's for a bridge, which they really need. So it's infrastructure.
Yeah. Wow.
So we got infrastructure, which is good. And Mitch McConnell will get teabagged for it. Oh, no.
Infrastructure? That's communistical.
All right, I'm having too much fun already. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. As you know, I am Stephanie Miller. I'm my dog's mom. And I don't know why I think of things that happen with my dogs. It reminds me of stuff that happens politically. Like, for instance, I had their teeth cleaned the other day. The dog dentisty guy came to the house.
Yeah.
And he said, I think we need to do this outside, you know, because sometimes they express their anal glands in the house. And I think several Republicans did that after this disaster. They should have taken them outside, not done it on the floor of the house, because that was messy.
Yeah.
They knew they were taking them, you know.
Blake Farenthold took a dump.
I think he did a duty in his pants.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Rick Connors writes, Steph and Chris, wasn't it a wonderful speech the president gave yesterday? I love the part where he paraphrased Rush Limbaugh. You don't like a particular policy, a particular president, argue for your position, go out there and win an election.
Yeah.
Oh, was his implication?
Snap.
Right, like Rush Limbaugh said that you should shut up until you win an election?
Shut up.
Yes, that's what the president, I believe he was paraphrasing Rush Limbaugh there.
You don't like a particular policy or a particular president? Then argue for your position. Go out there and win an election.
Oh, by the way, looky there. Limbaugh, hoodwinked Republican Party is irrelevant. A furious Rush Limbaugh is calling the Republican Party irrelevant and blaming hoodwinked members for creating one of the largest political disasters he's ever seen by backing off their effort to defund Obamacare by initiating government shutdown. He's right. They did not go far enough.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Storm the barricades.
In the end,
don't think, just do.
Do, go. They had simply bought into the Democratic line that their continued fight would anger independents.
And everyone else.
Yeah.
After losing $24 billion.
And that they would be labeled racist by challenging the signature health care law, the nation's first black president. He described Republicans as literally paralyzed because President Obama is African American. Right. And he said, I was trying to think earlier today, if ever in my life I could remember any major political party being so irrelevant.
The Whigs come to mind.
The president yesterday at his press conference.
All of us need to stop focusing on the lobbyists and the bloggers and the talking heads on radio and the professional activists who profit from conflict and focus on what the majority of Americans sent us here to do.
He didn't mean
Stephanie Miller.
Not the other people.
Yeah.
Okay. That was listening to Rush sputter is always one of my favorite things.
God, stop.
Sounds like it all sounds the same pretty much. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
You know, Boehner finally admitted that, yeah, it was a defeat for the Republicans, but some rank-and-file guys just won't admit defeat. I heard Adam Kinzinger, GOP congressman, yesterday say that the deal to get the government back again, he said, quote, it was not a huge win for the Republicans. That's like saying last week's Alabama versus Kentucky game where they got beat 48-7 was, quote, not a huge win for Kentucky.
Yes, not a huge win. It was a squeaker, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, here's the thing, Russ, that makes us think there might be a racist element. When you have some moron waving a Confederate flag in front of the White House, there's that. Okay. Oh, and Tom DeLay says most Americans think Ted Cruz is a hero. Here he is. Okay, Drunky McPuke shoes.
But we saw how the media completely trashed the Ted Cruz and others trying to fight for what their people believe in. And these polls are static. They're not dynamic. Mm. In politics, when you're in a fight, people just don't like the fight, and so they're going to respond negatively. It's who wins and comes out of the fight that has long-lasting effects. And I got to tell you right now, out here in the real world, outside of New York and Washington, D.C., these people think Ted Cruz is a hero.
Right.
They
right.
think that those Republicans in the House are heroes. And they think that Obama is destroying this country.
Right.
And what they saw yesterday is more destruction of this country by Obama.
Right. When will the president show his gifts?
And I think the world is flat, because it is. I proved it.
Will you ask the president to show me his gift certificate? I mean, it's a gift certificate. His birth certificate?
The people in real America show that they thought Obama was destroying America by reelecting him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Idiot.
Sorry, I was a tortilla coast. I wasn't saying.
Obama was reelected. Tom DeLay is no longer in Congress.
Right.
Case closed.
Right. Tom DeLay, lucky he's not in prison.
Exactly. Yeah.
Looky here. I guess these are the static polls he's looking at. The Tea Party is less popular than ever, with even many Republicans now viewing the movement negatively. Overall, nearly half the public, 49%, has an unfavorable opinion of the Tea Party. 30% favorable. Tea Party's image is much more negative today than it was 3 years ago. But as I said, by contrast, Ted Cruz's popularity has soared among Tea Party Republicans while declining among non-Tea Party Republicans. So he is king of the teabaggy doofuses, that's for sure. He's the most popular one among the least popular political group in the country. Nicely done.
Wow.
Nicely done. So that's a slam dunk for you. Okay, Representative Nancy Pelosi yesterday.
I'm not pinning a rose on this bill, but I am giving it a vote because we have to open government. And we didn't have to close government because we made this offer of a bill, a number that we knew was inadequate, but at least takes us to the table.
And I was saying, another in the Pew poll, nearly three-quarters of registered voters would like to see most members of Congress defeated in the next midterm, according to a poll taken at the end of the shutdown. A survey conducted during the standoff over the budget and debt ceiling found the Tea Party less popular than ever, even many Republicans viewing it negatively, as I was just saying. So It's going to be interesting to see what holds by election time. Patty Murray, Senator Murray, Democrat.
The super committee's goals were much broader, much larger. We have a challenge that's been handed us to have a reconciliation between the Senate budget and the House budget, and those issues are all on the table. We'll be talking about all of them.
She was referring, of course, to the super committee that was convened the last time there was a threat of a government shutdown. She said that that committee's plan was, or goals were too broad. They're,
not so super?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for asking.
Exactly.
Right. But doesn't she look cute in this hat?
She does look cute in this hat. Oh. Yes, but she has gotten together with Representative Paul Ryan to try and work together something, some deal.
Because he's serious, you know.
Premium support.
He has serious, thoughtful
it's
ideas.
It's not about your...
About premium support.
It's premium support.
Serious.
Okay. Just like I can curl these 10-pound weights.
Serious.
Don't.
Look at my guns. Serious.
Look at my guns.
Ooh,
those were not 10-pound weights.
Serious weight. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, everybody. Sexy liberal John Fugelsang joins us next hour for another telephonic Fridays with Fugelsang. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, our regular old website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Sexy Liberal on Facebook and Twitter. A huge, a big, I would call it, Chris, a potpourri. A big, a giant fun sack of Sexy Liberal announcements next week.
A fun sack?
Right.
You just called it a fun sack.
Right, right. It's like a piñata. A Sexy Liberal piñata will break open next week because we're announcing all the big 2014 shows.
Or it's like a Sexy Liberal zip that's about ready
and
to be
and the final 2013 big West Coast Sexy Liberal will go on sale next week. It's going to be a huge, huge,
huge.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is taking the country by storm, packing theaters across the nation. And conservatives are losing their minds.
I'm going to lose my mind today.
John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and radio goddess Stephanie Miller are touring America. And the Republicans are so afraid of the truth that they want to shut them down.
I say, shut it down.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Don't let that happen. Bring the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show to your area. Contact your favorite venue and demand it. Tell your friends, make a Facebook page, tag at Sexy Liberal on Twitter, and be sure to like Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Let it be known that we all want the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show because it's the show conservatives don't want you to see.
And they'll enjoy it even more, fresh from their shellacking.
That's right.
Over the shutdown. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a really fun 2014. All right. Oh, and there'll be huge, huge surprise celebrity guests at the West Coast Sexy Liberal.
What?
Speaking of which, because I was reading about one of them that was at the Detroit show, Aretha Franklin. Remember, Franklin was at Detroit Sexy Liberal last year. She's feeling much better. She has an undisclosed illness. She didn't say what. It sounds like cancer, but I don't know. She said the side effects were rough, but she is back.
Yep.
And singing. How about that? Why did this not happen? I think this is where we stayed at the Westin. She sat down at the piano at the Westin and sang Etta James At Last.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Oh, I would have just... What? I think that's where we stayed. Aisha Tyler and I. I think
really?
That was where our, the hotel for... I could be wrong.
Huh.
She, you know what? If we're coming back there, Aretha better... You better be back there at the piano singing when I get there.
I think we could scrounge up some free tickets to a show if she does that.
Yes.
Give her a prize.
I love that song, At Last. All right.
That's what you get in Cracker Jacks.
Thank you. Tom in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tom. Hello, Tom. Tom going once and then going twice.
Oh.
And goodbye, Tom. All right. The budget monster, Paul Ryan.
We want to look for ways to find common ground to get a budget agreement. Our goal is good for the American people.
Right.
It's debt under control. to do smart deficit reduction, and to do things that we think can grow the economy and get people back to work.
That doesn't grow the economy.
No, it does not. It's premium support, Jim.
Premium support. It's serious. It's a serious plan.
A serious, thoughtful budget, guys.
Grr, look at my guns. Grr.
Does he not remember that they lost the last election in a landslide largely because of his budget ideas?
Yeah.
Okay. Marco.
Rubio.
Yeah.
The president spoke about the divisive language in American politics. He's one of the leading causes of it. Oh, we've just seen for 3 weeks they have outright demonized anyone who disagrees with their position.
Yes.
Yeah. For
anyone?
Losing $24 billion.
Right. Where is
you
that?
You deserve to be demonized.
You got that on you? Why don't you pony up? You and your little buddies over there, Ted Cruz and whoever else. He was one of he voted for default.
He did, yeah.
As did Senator Diaper, Vitter. Why did I say that? Okay. Senator David Vitter yesterday. Okay. Senator David Vitter.
I'm not going away, and this issue is certainly not going away. And I'm going to use every opportunity on the Senate floor to get a vote, straight up or down vote on this issue.
You don't. I'm going to express my anal glands right into my diaper. Chris, why do you keep playing that when Senator Vitter speaks? What is that about? How many times have I told you do not bring up the hookers and the diapers?
And the diapers?
Again? Right. It's not relevant.
He's kind of kept a low profile since then.
Yeah. Right, since the whole
diaper thing.
Unpleasantness?
Yeah.
Incident?
Yeah.
Can I just say, I felt bad for her, but that was one of my favorite shocked, you know, the comatose wife look. Mrs. Yeah. Vitter. Oh. Hi, I'm Wendy Vitter. Okay.
Vitter? I just met her.
Ooh.
Hey!
Now, all right, then. Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican, Utah.
Who think they can control the Republican Party, and some of which have been good think tanks in the past, but now are losing their reputation because of some of this radicalness.
Ha, ha, ha. Republican think tank. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my God.
They should call it a third word, Teddy Goldthing.
Jumbo shrimp. Okay. Representative Tom Cole, Republican, Oklahoma.
I think a lot of folks that thought this might be a productive strategy have learned that it's really not.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine American Michael Tomosky, my future husband, who I like to date and kiss and marry, wrote a good piece for the Daily Beast after the bloodbath. Let's be blunt, shall we? This was a disaster for the country and an utterly pointless disaster. No one had any cause to be happy. 17 days and $2 billion in lost government revenue, $25 billion in lost economic activity later. By some estimates, we are exactly at the point we were on September 30th. It could all have been averted if John Boehner had simply allowed a vote, as he promised Harry Reid he would, on the Senate's clean CR, which would have passed. That's the one thing we have to remember. Never trust them again.
Yeah.
You can't trust anything John Boehner says. This is part of why this all happened. Because he lied. Maybe it wasn't.
I drink.
But maybe it wasn't utterly pointless. At least the American people did get to see what assassins the Republicans are.
Yep.
Get that, Newsbusters? Were I quibbling, I'd note that prominent conservative commentators helped enable this, like the extended members of the family who ignore the fact that Uncle Jack is drunk again and laugh at his drunken jokes like everything's okay. But let's set that largely aside today. The key question is whether the right lesson has been learned. And the answer is, I very seriously doubt it, unless the responsible voices in the party are more willing to step to the front of the room and take on the extremists, because the extremists certainly haven't learned anything. All they learned, quote-unquote, is that if they just held tougher, they would have won. They're all saying, not only are we going to do this again, we're going to come up with ways to do it harder. Harder, faster.
Yeah.
So now we move to actual budget negotiations. The position of the Chaos Caucus is going to be, okay, Obama, you give us entitlement cuts and we'll give you, what? No revenues. They're inflexible on that point. No programs outside of maybe defense, and even that's a maybe. Funded at levels above sequestration, so actually they'll give nothing. Oh, wait, they'll give Obama a government that doesn't shut down in January and a country that doesn't default next spring. So chances are decent that we'll be in exactly the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Who among Republicans will step up to say enough? McCain has kind of. He mentions, you know, Peter King, a few other blah, blah, blah. They need to get together and make themselves into a force, get numbers, give themselves a name, the Sanity Caucus, hold a major press conference. Anyway, and he said, here's a vacuum right now. Fill it. If you don't, the nutters will. No more nutters.
They really suck at negotiating.
Sometimes you feel like a nutter, but mostly you don't.
You give us everything we want, and you can go suck eggs.
Right.
How's that sound?
Right, and you suck it. Anthony in Cleveland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Anthony.
Yes, ma'am. I to preface my statements, I am a libertarian, so I am a fellow traveler of the Tea Party. Although I don't agree with them on everything. I'm pro-gay marriage and pro-choice and anti-censorship and anti-war and anti-torture. But getting to my question, very simple. What if the voters that you're referring to in these polls and the people who are opposed to Ted Cruz's position are wrong? I mean,
about
you,
what?
About the strategy our country should take for correcting our economic problem. I mean, what if what Ted Cruz is suggesting is right and what the voters say is wrong?
Well, the voters already said repeatedly that they don't want Obamacare defunded.
What if that's a problem? I mean, what if the voters are simply reflecting an idea that they don't want to go through the pain of a reduced economy? In other words, getting back to a more sound footing economically. Is that possible?
Okay, but Ted Cruz's only idea was repealing Obamacare.
Yeah.
That is not going to happen.
Well, that's not his only idea. I mean, he definitely is.
That's what this was all about.
Right. What other ideas did he put out there?
Well, he's clearly, in the run-up to his election, has indicated that he wants to put the country on a more sound footing by cutting government. And you guys are obviously opposed to that.
But that's not
that
what he was stopping. That's not what
the
shutdown was about, according to him.
The deficit is falling at record levels.
Yeah.
It's because of the sequestration.
Because of the sequestration.
No, because of what?
Before that, it was already. It's falling at the fastest level since the Korean War.
Because Obama raised taxes? No. Because Obama raised taxes? No. Why is it falling?
Obama also rolled down, two wars. Two wars are ending.
Yes.
Wars that were not on the books under the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. There's that.
But,
and by the way,
if we just cut all government programs, then everything will be fine, you see? Libertarian paradise.
Right, right.
No regulations of any kind.
Chop, 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 timber.
Be free.
Okay. All right. Speed
limits. Pshaw.
Let's go. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah, the whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. 21 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Happy Gloating Week here on the Stephanie Miller Show. David in Denton, Texas says, Steph, the GOP is spiking in the ball and doing a dance for being tackled in their own end zone. It's true. Just went down like a sack of potatoes. Woo! We win! All right. And here's a little fun fact for you. Chris LaVoy made that sound effect by falling himself.
Uh-huh.
Really?
On the floor at the old studios. And
awesome. Did you break anything?
No.
That'd be awesome.
And I pointed the microphone at the ground.
One of my radio partners made a peeing sound effect by...
Peeing.
Peeing. Mm. Just like the early days of radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why, has some fun dot.
It's Foley. We do our own Foley. Isn't that charming?
Is that because we can't afford a sound effects library?
We're such old-timey radio people.
Ding dong.
And Jim still has his hand on his ear like Gary Owens all morning. I don't know if people know that.
Well,
he does.
Because this jack only works through one speaker, so I might as well do that.
Right. Okay.
We're falling
apart. I think everybody's... Right, everybody's a little shutdown fatigue, a little debt... a default crisis fatigue.
Yeah.
Who wants to snuggle? There is, in Madison, Wisconsin, where, those are mama's people. That, by the way, where the Sexy Liberal Show began...
Madison, Wisconsin,
right.
Where we expect those people to be communing with Satan up there in the Madison, Wisconsin.
Right, right. It's the birthplace of...
Satan.
Sexy
birthplace
liberal.
Of
we're the very first sexy liberal show.
And the birthplace of 8 in the morning beer.
All right. Sexy liberal relaunching a big election year 2014 schedule. A bunch of shows will be announced next week along with our very last West Coast 2013 show. All right, there's a snuggle house in Madison, Wisconsin.
What?
I think I've snuggled with almost everyone in Madison, Wisconsin. The owner of the Snuggle House says he has a plan to address concerns of city officials. They are the city's primary concern about the potential for prostitution. You know how boys are. You know what boys like. One minute you're snuggling. What are you doing back there? Hey! That was just supposed to be a snuggle. You can come inside and snuggle with someone for a fee. It is a Snuggle House.
It's kind of really low-level prostitution, actually.
Guys, well, guys tend to take advantage of a snuggle. Trust me on this. What are you doing? Boobs do not need comforting.
Some guys just want a snuggle.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's precious.
I don't know if you can consider it low-level prostitution. There's no sex. There's just a little affection. Right?
Right.
I mean, how is it different than a kissing booth?
Tim, in Wisconsin, have you been to the Snuggle House?
No, but give me details after we're done.
Tell me more.
Hi, Steph. How are you guys doing today?
Spoon me. Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Good. Yeah, you know, I kind of watched all this horror in disbelief, and it's kind of crescendoed now. Now we reached the point where even 18 senators voted to default. A lot of them claim to be business people. If you look up the definition of sedition in the dictionary, everything about this looks like a conspiracy. Not I'm trying to be a weirdo about this
The president talked about, you know, emboldening our enemies, losing our credibility around the world. Read a lot of the I was reading one summary of a lot of, you know, what was said around the world in newspapers all over the world about this.
Yeah, $24 billion. When they brought down the World Trade Center from a terrorist act, it was a terrible tragedy. We immediately went into a war, you know, mindset.
Yeah.
I think there should be a Kern-type investigation like they had after the Watts riot. Find out who was involved in this. Was there a playbook? They lost $24 billion. This isn't just boys will be boys in kind of a rough and tumble political world. They were trying to bring down the full faith and credit of the government. Mm-hmm. This isn't chump change. This is serious stuff.
They should have.
It's treason.
They should have busted into that Tortilla Coast. Pretty up against the wall. Okay. Dana Milbank, our friend, writes, Ted Cruz, one sore loser. Loser. Ted Cruz did not lose gracefully, he writes. The young senator from Texas, just 9 months on the job, has managed to drag down his Republican Party to historic unpopularity and cost us $24 billion.
Yep.
Oh, and I saw that his first thing back today, he's blocking the new FCC commissioner. Isn't that nice?
Why?
Him.
So we don't have an FCC commissioner.
Thanks,
hey.
Ted.
Hey.
I don't need this anymore. I can just say it. So McConnell, let's see. CNN's Dana Bash told him the news networks were airing McConnell's speech live. Did you hear about this? And she said, do you want to wait until the leaders are done? Cruz did not want to wait. He launched right into his condemnation of the deal McDonald had negotiated. Everyone hates this guy. He is just, unfortunately, once again, it appears the Washington establishment is refusing to listen to the American people. Which American people is he talking about?
Yeah.
Check any poll. The amount of wreckage Cruz has caused in such a short time is truly awe-inspiring. He has damaged his party, hurt the economy, lowered the nation's standing, and set back the conservative cause. Let's hear it. That's why that wrecking ball video is actually pretty funny. Chris in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Steph. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Hey, forgive me, get a little bit of stage fright whenever I call radio shows. But I had a question about the debt ceiling, but first I wanted to ask just kind of a burning question for me. Why is it, no disrespect either, really, but why is it that, you know, you kind of continue to urge on kind of a class war against conservatives and liberals. You know, I can't wrap my head around.
I urge on a flash war.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like you're constantly kind of, you know, turning your listeners against conservatives.
Oh, no, I didn't need to do that. Trust me.
Yeah, conservatives turned our listeners against conservatives.
Well, I mean, I know it's more or less, you know, kind of a standing with, you know, politicians is probably what it's directed at most of the time. But I think what a lot of liberal people don't get, you know, outside of, you know, liberal, talk show hosts and stuff is, you know, they're kind of like get to where there's a hatred toward, you know, Republican conservatives. There's a lot of
When they blow $24 billion with that little stunt, I think that's
right. And when they shut down the United States government and also almost blow through our debt ceiling, get us downgraded.
Almost crashed.
And then
the global
I talk
economy.
About what the polls are saying. I think you overestimate my power. Yeah. It's not me turning the American people.
China would have made us their bitch.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I would say that you guys, you know, especially the lead radio show hosts out there, both liberal and conservatives, you know, have a lot more leadership than some of our politicians because, I mean, they're being listened to than more of our politicians, you know, to the average voters. So,
all right. You know, I am happy to take credit for it. Thank you very much. All of that polling, because of me. Because I said so.
Yeah, you have that kind
Everyone
of reaction.
Everyone thought this was a great idea, shutting down the government and blowing through the debt ceiling, until I said it wasn't. Wow. 29 minutes.
You're more powerful than
Look
you ever realized.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Something must have happened to turn
Stephanie Miller
from cool to, as you would say, tool.
34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Well, you heard our last caller. I am responsible, Jim, for the polling everywhere. It is all
yes.
me. The American people love Republicans. It is only me.
That turned them against
right.
them.
Right. Warfare.
How
I've
dare you?
All of it.
This gaming season, the number one game in America, Class Warfare.
Class Warfare.
You're one of the top 1%, and you're pitted against the middle class. You're a hedge fund manager in your home. Can you take on the school teacher in the 92 Escort? Class Warfare. If you see trouble, use your weapon, including the flat tax bar and your army of right-wing robots.
Warren Buffett wants to pay more taxes. Warren Buffett didn't get a check. Warren Buffett wants to pay more taxes. Warren Buffett didn't get a check.
Class Warfare. Available now in Wii, PlayStation, and Commodore 64.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain
Commodore
Mike.
Commodore 64.
And by the way, you can pick up Rocky Mountain Mike's album, Politically Incoherent, at Amazon and at iTunes.
I was just going to say, BD, another sexy liberal gift of the Magi. Funny thing happened at my house. Doorbell rang. UPS package for me, package for the wife. Our copies of Politically Incoherent. We didn't know each other had ordered it. She bought two thinking to give me one. Guess someone's getting a pretty... You know what would go really well with that?
What?
Tickets to Sexy Liberal.
What?
We're announcing a whole bunch of shows next week, including our very last West Coast 2013 show, West Coast announcement, and then a bunch of shows for the 2014 election year. Kick off of Sexy Liberal.
You don't say.
Yeah, I do say. Because why? Because they just keep writing more material. The material just keeps writing itself, really.
Oh, boy.
Who would have thought the comedy gods would give us Ted Cruz? And now, this is not an Onion headline.
Nope.
Tea Party group founder. By the way, I'm who turned America against the Tea Party, not ridiculous ideas like this. Okay, I just gotta start this again. Tea Party group founder calls for class action suit against homosexuality.
Is he gonna call the lawyer for Hollywood?
Right, maybe. Oh, well, Iran wanted to sue Hollywood,
yeah.
So we got the lawyer for Hollywood on the phone for him.
Oh, good.
Maybe the lawyer for Hollywood knows the lawyer for homos.
Probably. Well, the lawyer for West Hollywood, certainly.
All right, I got to give you the fun facts here.
Okay.
Rick, can I just say that this is obviously the group largely responsible for almost, you know, bringing down the United States of America, losing us $24 billion in almost worldwide financial catastrophe, the Tea Party.
Yep.
That group. Here's their latest idea.
Oh.
Rick Scarborough, the founder of Tea Party Unity, thinks homosexuality is worse than smoking and is calling for a class action lawsuit. Against homosexuality. Just like the attorneys general of 46 states brought against the top four tobacco manufacturers in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain kind of smoking he's thinking of?
But there's no company manufacturing homos.
This on Reddit.
Well,
no word yet. No word yet on the manufacturer, on who the manufacturer of homosexuality
yeah!
is.
Maybe the, maybe the manufacturers of RoboCop also manufactured RoboMo.
But given that Scarborough is
RoboMo?
A self...
RoboMo.
Mm-hmm. Given that Scarborough is a self-described Christocrat... It's a pretty good guess that serving papers will be another worldly experience. Guess God made homos, so I guess good luck serving him, but okay.
You're going to sue the penguins, too? The gay penguins?
Scarborough spoke on a nationwide Tea Party conference call. Oh, boy. Anything to have been on that call. Conference call with anti-gay hate group leader Peter LaBarbera. That guy?
Oh, yeah. They call him Porno Pete.
Who must be disciplined.
I do have a transcript. Is that what you're asking, Chris? Yes,
oh,
I
yes.
do.
I'd like to hear that transcript, please.
Mm-hmm. Peter. Scarborough said, the whole issue of a class action lawsuit, you and I have talked about this a little bit. I just wonder if you have explored that, talked to anyone about it. Obviously, statistically now, even the Center for Disease Control verifies that homosexuality much more likely leads to AIDS than smoking leads to cancer, and yet the entire nation has rejected smoking. Billions of dollars are put into a trust fund to help cancer victims, and the tobacco industry is held accountable for that. Any thoughts on that kind of an approach? Of course, LaBarbera liked that idea a lot.
Of course.
Yes, I think that's great. I would love to see it. Because what... Okay. LaBarbera went on to say, we always wanted to see one of the kids in high school who was counseled by the official school counselor to just be gay. Then he comes down with AIDS.
What?
Yeah, that'd be great and very Christian. Wouldn't that be great if a high school kid were to get AIDS? That'd be awesome. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So why don't you sue hemophiliacs while you're at it?
Everybody, all right. Listen, homos, everybody group together to make this easier. We group together in little Charlie Brown groups so it makes it easier to sue us all. Oh, dear God. Okay. Let's, that one winded me. Carol in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Carol.
God, these people are just nuts.
You think?
We should start a class action lawsuit against them for costing us $24 billion.
Thank you.
And every time these people...
And by the way, just that you're this far into this conversation, I may already have given you secondhand homosexuality. What do you think about that?
I'm loving it. I'm
Ooh.
Loving it to death, baby. I'm loving it.
All
right. I tell
all
you
right.
what, every time these conservatives and T-billies call in, you T-billies. Should just say, hi, thank you for calling. You cost us $24 billion. Is there anything you'd like to talk about besides spending?
Yeah. Exactly. Good thank point. You, Carol. All right, let's go to Al in Wisconsin. Hi, Al. Hello, Al.
Oh, hi. This is Al from Madison.
Yes.
Say, I just wanted to say that one gentleman who called was a complete and utter boob before. We've been getting bludgeoned since the 1980s as far as the liberals and Democrats, and it's insane. They've been getting their way the entire time, and now finally when somebody speaks softly and carries a big stick, they don't know what to do, and they're going crazy about it.
That's one big stick Harry Reid has, as it turns out, huh?
Well, him or... Obama, you know,
both
they're
of them.
Both doing a pretty good job, so they just need to continue.
Yeah, exactly. John in San Francisco. Hey, John. Hello. Hi, John.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm a Republican that thinks the Republican Party has actually gone off the rails. It's just, it's nuts. They are nutbags. I don't know what happened to the party, except that maybe the Dixiecrats took it over back in the 60s. And it's never been the same.
Yeah.
Southern
I just
strategy.
Wonder whatever happened to the Eisenhower Republicans.
Oh, they're long
that,
gone.
Believed in Eisenhower. Well, I understand that, but I mean, it's just, it's common sense that we're still under the, what I call the dictatorship of a military industrial complex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's,
absolutely.
Or,
John,
or,
why do you still want to call yourself a Republican? Because you know what you're talking about, Eisenhower Republican, that's a Democrat now.
Right.
Well, I understand that. I think the reason that I haven't changed parties is because it drives my father-in-law nuts.
Okay. All right.
That's,
that's
a reason.
That's fine.
And my mom was a Republican until the Reagan administration, and then she bailed on them.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, a lot of different words today. Nutters, nutbags, wacko birds,
T-billy.
Of course. T-billies.
T-billy. Love that.
Come on. We're a non-name-calling show, you idiots. Don't do that. This one from the Daily Beast, the wacko birds will fly again. That was John McCain's word for
right.
Ted Cruz. House Republicans may have taken a beating in the shutdown deal, but they shouldn't be counted out. Oh, boy. Wacko birds are warming up again. Yes, by the way, she's paraphrasing the president talking about get out there and win an election if
sure.
you want to change things. Legislative hostage taking has no place in our system. With that said, it's also true that we're 3 months from another budget deadline. before the standoff. This is the thing I was talking about. The National Review's Jonathan Strong asked Paul Ryan if he thought President Obama was serious about his vow not to negotiate. Ryan scoffed, oh, nobody believes that. Nobody believes that. I think most people believe he's just posturing now. Here's your ass.
Oh, thank you for that. Thanks.
Now that this fiasco has ended with a complete surrender to Obama and congressional Democrats, Ryan and his allies should feel chastened and aware of one thing. When the stakes are high enough, Obama will not bend. It's worth noting that some conservatives are trying to claim this outcome as a victory, including Eddie Munster, who said it was just a setup for a victory later on.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
Oh, isn't that great? You're right. This was a glorious victory. We saw, first of all, this is Ted Cruz, millions and millions of American people rising up across the country.
Computer says no.
No.
Over 2 million people signing the national petition to defund Obamacare. Oh, and quite coincidentally, give him money.
Right.
Yeah. So he did fine.
Yeah.
Describing his new email list as a victory for conservatives. Right. Right.
Computer says yes.
Yeah. The South Carolina Representative Mick Mulvaney thinks this was a success for the conservative movement. He said, we believe we did it for the right reasons. We believe it was good policy. We believe good policy makes good politics.
Uh-huh.
Right. It's real good. It's real good what you did. Eric Erickson, a man so nice.
They named him twice. Really? Nice.
Said grassroots upset about what this fight should be encouraged. We've never gotten this far with the GOP before 2010. Imagine now the possibilities in 2014 if we make examples of a GOP that refused to fight Obamacare. That's their lesson. Farther right.
We could lose another $24 billion.
More wacko birds.
Yeah. Great.
144 House Republicans voted to continue the shutdown and default on the nation's debt. For these right-wing Leninists, there is no compromise, only total victory. And absent a sea change in the behavior of the Republican base, they'll retain a huge amount of influence in the GOP caucus. As long as the Republican Party controls the House of Representatives, Washington can't work. Very good. I saw our buddy, our pal Alan Grayson on TV yesterday, and he said, what is going to stop this? He said, getting a Democratic House. That's it.
Yep.
That's the only thing that's going to stop this in 2014. I mean, Michelle Bachmann's called the day the shutdown was over the saddest day I've seen in a long time. This was a sad day.
I don't think her staffers thought it was a sad day.
The day we avoided the default and reopened the government? Okay. All right. Oh, golly, the end is near. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, keeper of the funk. 1-800-STEP-12.
If who doesn't keep it, who will? If we don't keep it, who will?
Mm-hmm. Fridays with Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang next hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Paul in Illinois. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
You seem like a pretty intelligent girl.
Thank you. Yeah, for a chick.
Thank you.
No, that was being a smart ass. Anyway, I'm trying to understand, like I was telling your guy that answered
right.
the phone.
Right.
Why is the $24 billion in
clear
your laid at the foot of Cruz and the conservative Republicans and not shared across the board?
Oh. Well, because that was their strategy.
To shut down the government.
Right.
To blackmail
Obamacare.
They went on record as saying that. Michelle Bachmann said we got exactly what we wanted. She said the other day that this is the saddest.
And Ted Cruz isn't?
This was Ted Cruz's whole strategy. This is what they deliberately didn't meet with Democrats to talk about the budget until Paul Ryan called it this is the forcing mechanism, shutting down the government and defaulting on the debt
that
they thought
Obama's
would get
fault?
The president to cave. on something that was already a law for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
It was upheld by the Supreme Court that was, you know, reaffirmed in 2 elections. So how would this be the president's fault? Why would he possibly give up his signature legislation? All right.
He stunned him.
Oh. I could feel the barroom doors of his mind just sort of flapping. Tumbleweeds. Mental tumbleweeds.
His thoughts scattered like crap thrown into a fan.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But
it's fine, one truck, but when you can drive a convoy through a
checking convoy.
Pause in a conversation, Ben Horgan, I need to move on. I'm sorry. I tried. You just didn't get the cotton and the forceps in time. Claire!
Someone left a sponge in his brain after the surgery.
Someone left a sponge in his brain during surgery. Yeah. We apologize. Okay. Wow! Okay.
So you seem like, you know, you're smart for a chick and all. But so how is this not Obama's fault?
How did I know that wasn't going to go any better?
You really win people over to your side when you open with something like that.
You know, I stay in relationships. I'm like, what? It'll get better. Things will get better. Okay. By the way, I heard a caller to a right-wing show. This is because they've created their whole own reality. They're having a conversation, and they kept calling it a bill. This bill.
No, it's a law.
Well, I don't understand why the president's being so stubborn about this bill.
Why can't he negotiate on this bill? Because it's a law now. Has been for years. Shut up. Die. Which way do you go? Which way do you go? Die.
Kip in Wisconsin, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kip.
Okay, I get to follow Sponge Man. Cool.
his brain is like the Wild West.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
So I'm a homosexual union thug from Nashville, Wisconsin.
Yikes.
Oh, God, the Tea Party hates you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they do, I'm proud to say.
You're going
to
get sued with all the other homos in that class action lawsuit.
I show up, I work for the state. I show up at the state every day and park my van with all the 47,000 recall walker buttons on the back. You're right in front of the building every chance I get. It really makes them
awesome.
Mad.
Awesome.
I got a question for you, Steph.
Yes.
I saw a report about T-bill interest rates where during the shutdown, in order to make people hang on to their T-bills and not cash them in and bankrupt us, they had to raise the interest rates on T-bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to know who the hell's making money off of that. Is it Coke? Some rich guy somewhere who's backing these creep. Right. I love that T Billy word, by the way. Somebody who's backing those guys cashed in those T bills after the interest rate went up and made a buttload of money out of this. And was that the point?
Yeah, I mean, that's
follow,
you know,
the money,
right? And that's exactly the only reason this finally ended is because of Mortimer and Randolph Duke,
right?
AKA the Koch brothers.
Turn on those machines.
That's my money. Dave in L.A. Hi, Dave. Welcome. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, thank you. I'd like to remind our Republican friends that make money every time they get through to a liberal talk show host that during the Ronald Reagan administration, the Congress raised the debt ceiling 18 times because Ronald Reagan spent like a drunken sailor and tripled the debt from the time he walked into the door of the White House to the time he walked out.
That's why government is the problem. As long as I'm running it.
And I'd like to see Social Security cap raised from 116 to, you know, perhaps 250 or perhaps to whatever the income might be. It kind of bothers me that Rush Limbaugh's done paying into Social Security on his first paycheck of the year.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my thought today, and I thank you for your time, and I love the show.
Okay, all right. Oh, thank you, thank you. He'll
thank
take
you.
No further questions.
No,
he's done
you.
Now. All right, no, after you. Thank you.
After you? Oh, no, you first. Thank you.
By the way, I keep getting cards and letters saying that those are not chipmunks, they are gophers.
Oh, the Stephanie Miller Show wishes to apologize to you.
Ruins everything now.
Anal rodent.
Might as well.
They're the goofy gophers.
Sticklers to you rodent sticklers out there. We apologize. Do you remember?
It's the wrong kind of rodent.
Remember one time you did, I can't remember what animal it was, and somebody sent you a long letter about how your your accent was wrong, and you're like, oh, well, thank you very much. It's a friggin' mouse! What are you... It's a Scottish mouse! It's not the actual... Oh, for...
That sounded more like a South African Rhodesia flurring howling.
It's like, oh, well,
well
thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for the
I'll
correction.
Take that under review. Right. What the hell? Okay. Ken.
It's the wrong kind of rodent. People. You're doing it wrong.
Here's my favorite headline. Blow, Republican collapse.
What?
Sorry,
meaning
what?
Charles Blow is the right.
Oh, oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Could be taken in so many
that's
ways.
Exactly. That's why I was drawn to it. But Charles Blow.
I see. In the Washington Post.
Congress has finally worked out a deal to end the government shutdown and dodge default, but not before the Republican Party demonstrated to Americans just how conflicted and dangerous it is. It's Republican collapse is the name of the article. But they do also blow.
Yeah.
A senior fellow in governance studies at the Brookings Institute this week described our current Congress as a greater danger to national security than Al-Qaeda.
Exactly.
Writing, we don't tend to talk about Congress as, at this stage, what it plainly is, the clearest and most present danger in the world to the national security of the United States, which the president said as much yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Read a headline or two from around the world.
Or just blow.
Saying. Yes. Just put your lips together and blow. 58.
More of a call.
What the hell? 58 minutes after the hour. Back with Fridays with Jugal Singh and more on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
left-wing nuts,
the Stephanie Miller Show.
Happy Friday. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Sexy little John Fuglesang coming up for a Fridays with Fuglesang on the telephone.
Yes.
He is tomcatting about the nation as he does under the cover of documentary or something.
Whatever.
Shooting a documentary, as the kids call it. All right. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Sexy Liberal on Twitter. Next week, huge. Huge.
Huge.
Not only
huge.
Will be... putting a bunch of our first 2014 cities on sale for the relaunch of the Sexy Liberal Tour, our last big West Coast Sexy Liberal 2013. Tickets will go on sale next week.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is taking the country by storm, packing theaters across the nation, and conservatives are losing their minds.
I'm going to lose my mind today.
John Fuglesang, Hal Sparks, and radio goddess Stephanie Miller are touring America, and the Republicans are so afraid of the truth that they want to shut them down.
I say, shut it down.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Mm-mm.
Don't let that happen. Bring the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show to your area. Contact your favorite venue and demand it. Tell your friends, make a Facebook page, tag at Sexy Liberal on Twitter, and be sure to like Sexy Liberal on Facebook. Let it be known that we all want the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show because it's the show conservatives don't want you to see.
Yeah, well, thank you, Shano. Okay. Oh, and people are already flooding our Sexy Liberal Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Kim says, please come to New Mexico. I'm on disability and don't drive, so my living room will be perfect. We will look into that. That doesn't work. Please, anywhere in the state, I'll find a way to get to you. Love you all. Kim, all right, Kim. We generally play a little larger venues, but we will check into that. Sexy Liberal Tour 2014, Madison. Lori writes, help, we've been overrun by Republicans. Please come to Madison, Wisconsin in 2014 for our sanity check. Well, we will... Oh, what interesting ideas. Oh, all right. Well,
I know how much you guys love Madison.
We shall see. There will be a bunch of Sexy Liberal announcements next week, so it's very, very exciting. Okay. By the by, speaking of exciting, what a good year to be out. We were just saying on the Chiron up on the TV, the Cook Report says 14 formerly safe Republican seats are now trending Democratic. Oh, no. Oh, no. Charlie Cook actually writes today, conservatives get a grip on reality. He writes, here's a question for conservatives and Republicans going into 2012 election or even in the last few days before Election Day. Did you think Mitt Romney was going to win? A couple of months ago, did you think the strategy of threatening to shut down the government, prevent raising the debt ceiling, to force an outright repeal or defining of Obamacare would actually work? So the question is whether conservatives and Republicans should begin to worry if their instincts, specifically their judgment on matters of politics and policy, are a bit off. He heard one Republican House member saying that allowing the debt ceiling to be breached, quote, might get the leadership's attention. That sounded like a kid saying if he threw his mother's priceless vase against the wall, she might start letting him do what he wants. Political judgment this bad coming from members of Congress is a dangerous thing for a party, Charlie Cook writes. The combination of redistricting, population sorting, media viewing, listening, reading habits has created ideological and partisan cul-de-sacs and incestuous thinking that are causing astonishing miscalculations on hugely consequential matters. I consulted a psychiatrist and a psychologist on this question. Both said there is no formal turn for the behavior some Republicans are exhibiting, but one described the groupthink as hysterical delusional affirmation. The other named it delusional synergy.
Or asshattery.
Right, or asshattery, or douche nozzlery. Certainly delusion not new. During Bill Clinton's presidency, the hatred and contempt for the Arkansas among many Republicans and conservatives was so great it led prominent GOP members to do some pretty outrageous things, up to including, I remember this, then Representative Dan Burton of Indiana shooting a melon in his backyard to try to prove some harebrained conspiracy theory about the late Vince Foster. And that's not to mention the impeachment fiasco. When hatred turns into obsession, it spawns some pretty erratic and destructive behavior. And don't get me started on the birthers. It's one thing to dislike or disapprove of Obama, to get obsessed over birth certificates. Really? Hysterical, delusional affirmation, and delusional synergy. There you go. But he's absolutely right. We thought Clinton derangement syndrome was bad, and then came Obama derangement syndrome. And, you know, we'll be giving money to sexy liberal causes, and they'll have, you know, Skeeter Pack.
Left-wing Nazi. In 2011, we told you about Skeeter.
He's gonna take our guns
Afflicted
away.
With Obama derangement syndrome, people like Skeeter have little or no connection to reality.
He hates small business.
In 2012, despite many breakthroughs, Skeeter's condition has worsened.
He's part of the gay agenda.
The good news is, you can help.
He's all uppity.
We're proud to announce the formation of Skeeter Pact.
Born in Kenya.
A political action committee dedicated to countering the effects of Obama derangement syndrome.
All he does is golf.
For those who need it the most.
Take vacation.
With your donation, we can put people with ODS in special rooms with newspapers, books, and other fact-based information, which can be read by, or in the case of Skeeter, read to Obama derangement syndrome sufferers.
He's not Anglo-Saxon.
Won't you help?
I need more ammo.
Skeeter didn't build his condition by himself.
Roads and bridges are communist.
And Obama derangement syndrome won't end without your help.
Rachel Maddow's a guy.
Please give today
Hitler.
To Skeeter Pack. Paid for by Friends of Skeeter.
Oh, Skeeter. A lot of people sent me the picture of the guy with the Confederate flag in front of the White House.
Skeeter.
He said Skeeter.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Skeeter. There you are.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain Mike sent that to me, and I posted it on your Facebook page.
Oh, Skeet. We missed you.
Oh.
Jim.
Be careful with the word Skeet.
Jim, who said Republicans have to understand we have lost this battle, as I predicted weeks ago, that we would not be able to win because we were demanding something that was not achievable. Who said that?
Everett Dirksen. $1 billion here, $1 billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
No, good guess, though. Senator John McCain, Republican. Who said we really did go too far? We screwed up. Who said that?
Adolf Hitler.
No, no. Senator Huckleberry, butch me up.
Wow, that's very different.
Lindsey Graham
said
that. Blow, Republican collapse.
Sorry, what?
Charles Blow.
Yes,
I'm
Charles
still
Blow.
Reading from the Charles
New York
Blow
Times.
Piece.
Yes.
Right. Never mind. Far-right right elements of the House cannot be reasoned with. They prefer to go down in a blaze of glory, or at least the country take the country down
far
with
right
them.
Far-right and far-white.
Yeah. Right. Right. According to an NBC, Blow writes, according to an NBC News Wall Street Journal poll taken last week, views of the Republican Party sank to record low. 70% of the respondents thought Republicans in Congress were putting their own political agenda ahead of what was good for the country.
Uh-huh.
Cruz was asked Friday about the poll. Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And noted Cubanadian. He dismissed it as having a problematic methodology.
Uh-huh. Right.
In that, I guess it exposed way too many people to think he's a douche.
Yeah.
He said if you seek out liberal Obama supporters and ask them their views, they're going to tell you they're liberal Obama supporters. That's not reflective of where this country is.
Keep thinking that.
Okay. Yes, that's Right.
You go with that.
Except that wasn't the only poll. Pretty much every poll showed the same thing. Good luck with that. Danielle in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Danielle.
Morning, Mama. Morning, Mokes.
Good morning.
Earlier this morning, I was flipping through the channels, and I blew past Morning Blow, but I caught a snippet. I caught a snippet of one of the guests was saying that, of course, after this debacle, that the Republican Party needed to rebrand again, like that's going to work. But it reminded me of a little bit of wisdom that my grandmother gave me when I tried to rebrand myself. And she used to tell me, you know, sweetheart, you can put frosting on a turd and call it a cupcake if you want, but that doesn't change the fact that you're trying to get me to swallow a mouthful of sugar-coated crap, and I ain't buying it.
Okay. Whew. It's coming in as nervous. All right, Danielle. Thank you for that delightful
sugar-coated crap.
Homespun story.
Thought she was going somewhere else with that.
Huh? I don't know what I'm doing over here. I don't even have a dump button.
Alan Grayson didn't have a dump button.
I would have taken care of it.
But thank you.
Yeah. Okay. You don't need to worry over there.
All right. I thought, oh, Grandma. It's one of those old grandma stories with an S-bomb.
You know what?
Sugar-coated crap. All right. Oh, right. Mark in Alabama. Although Ted Cruz is blocking the head of the FCC, so, you know.
Hey, Ted.
Hello, Mark.
It's good to talk to you.
You too. Go ahead.
I love the way that the Republicans actually went into the first few days of the shutdown claiming that they just won't talk to us. They just won't talk to us. And I also appreciate the way that when they finally pushed the bill through, that it stipulated that the Republicans who don't want to talk will have to talk, because it's stipulated right there online, whatever it is in their little bill, that you will meet.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, Gail Collins writes of Ted Cruz as well, talking about the polls. Cruz said, unfortunately, once again, it appears the Washington establishment refusing to listen to the American people. She says there's been about 9 million polls taken since the government shut down, all of which show the American people shrieking, do not shut down the government. Where do you think Ted Cruz gets his information about public opinion? Twitter, that's where.
What?
There's nothing so dangerous to national well-being as an extremist with a smartphone.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He says he keeps pointing out that 2 million people signed an online petition, basically to give him money. That's 2 million people is approximately 0.6% of 1% of the American public. 2 million is also about the number of Twitter followers for Adam Lambert, the runner-up in American Idol. So thanks for that. Slowly I turned. All right. I still think that everybody that walks by him in the Senate just cuffs him on the back of the head, lightly.
Bonk. Hey, what are you doing? Stop it. Ow. No, that's swirly. No, that's swirly. No, purple. No.
John McCain, I think, gave him a purple nurple.
Yes.
Okay, 17.
Much like Jane Velez Mitchell gave you.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Bang. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Someone sent me a picture of Sarah Palin. Dumbest thing Sarah Palin ever did, pissed off all the gay hair and makeup artists in America. Woo! That is not her campaign hair and makeup there.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Yikes. Oh, heavens. Yeah, I think that was from her photo op at the World War II memorial, where she was, blaming everybody.
Why did you shut down the memorial?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. She and her other
look in the mirror.
Tea party friends.
Well, you don't want
how many times has this happened to you?
So I was doing my morning walk this morning. I got an email that there were World War II veterans that were coming in.
You make something bad happen, but you just don't have what it takes to get out of the responsibility.
Representative Steve King from Iowa. Okay, Park Service should be ashamed of you.
That's why there's Blame-A-Tall, the supplement that gives you that extra big set of balls to blame all your douchey behavior on someone else.
People were trying to blame me for things that I did.
Just take two Blame-A-Tall tablets and you won't even realize you're being an asshat.
Our military!
You're an idiot!
And now there's Blame-A-Tall Plus. Not only does it give you the nerve to blame others for your actions, but helps you convince others that you're right.
I don't have to answer to anybody with Blame-A-Tall.
Blame-A-Tall made me a complete sociopath.
Don't go through life owning up to your screw-ups. Take Blame-A-Tall.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Oh, so her little buddy, Gohmert, who is, Louis Gohmert, who is kind of a...
Gohmert.
Right. Did you see what John McCain said? Senator John McCain shrugged off Representative Louis Gohmert's insinuation that he was an Al-Qaeda supporter in an interview. He said, on that particular issue, sometimes comments like that are made out of malice, but if someone has no intelligence, I don't know this being... He's part of the Herp Derp Caucus, Louis Gohmert. I don't view it as being a malicious statement. You can't respond to that kind of thing. He said, Gohmert made a thinly veiled reference to McCain at the Values Voters Summit, mocking his trip to meet with the rebel leaders in Syria by calling him a guy that's been to Syria and supported Al-Qaeda and the rebels. The two clashed in 2012, by the way, with Gohmert calling McCain and other GOP lawmakers numbnuts after McCain criticized Gohmert and Representative Michelle Bachmann for what he called specious and degrading attacks against former State Department aide Huma Abedin. So fight, fight, fight. The Tea Party and establishment fight continues. Numbnuts. And McCain just called him a dummy, basically. Oh, what's not good fun about that? Sue in Rockville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Sue.
Hey.
Hey, go ahead.
I want you guys to do what our plans are this weekend. This weekend we're going away and drinking copious amounts of liquor.
Right.
And I highly recommend the three of you after the week you've had.
I am on it.
Okay, good. That's the first thing. Second of all, here are some numbers for your hypocrite libertarian callers, because every libertarian who ever calls or labels themselves is just an utter hypocrite. See Rand Paul, Ron Paul, Paul Ryan for proof. Second of all, or any of the teabaggers who call, okay? If you take the number of votes that that Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Marco Rubio, Steve King, and Michelle Bachmann got in the last election, it is just collectively, embarrassingly, but 8 million votes, just under 8 million. The president received just under 66 million.
Huh.
Now, I know numbers and math are hard for them, lacking completely in any kind of critical thinking skills.
Yeah.
But the last time I checked, 66 million is a much bigger number than 8 million.
Yes, thank you. Well, thank you for
call
that.
Call me crazy.
Well, all right. You insist. But I agree with Barbie. Math is hard, and thank you for that little tutorial and those little math fun facts. Okay, Greg in Missouri, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Greg.
Hey, good morning. How
good
are
morning.
You today?
Go ahead.
You know, I guess it's part statement, part question, but ultimately it comes down to, you know, John Boehner was effectively turned into a dictator of the House, and I guess I just find it incredibly obscene the fact that through manipulation they effectively took the entirety of the democratic process away from all of the senators in the House and the American people that they represent. And ultimately, I guess it really comes down to, why is there no ability of the American people to fight some kind of horrendous legislation like that when they basically said that absolutely nothing was going to be passed unless it went through John Boehner from the House to end the shutdown? I mean, where does that stand, and how do you find some kind of reclamation to stop that from happening again?
Well, I mean, this defeat was pretty humiliating, and I think, I mean, so who is it that, you know, a Republican already said, we are not doing this again? I mean, I unless they really are they're looking at all the same polls. Yeah, I mean, they're looking at all the same polls. I mean, I guess they could do it again, but okay. By the way, here's one of my favorite headlines today. The Republicans just hand Hillary Clinton the White House. This is festive. Can I have some festive music, please? Hillary Clinton, welcome to the White House. This is Michael Hirsch on, I believe, Political Wire. She has no Democratic challenger. The Republican Party is no longer a credible opposition force. And there's a big smiley picture of her. He writes, in the innermost sanctum of Clinton land, it's difficult to imagine that Hillary and Bill, two of the savviest politicians in the country, are not pinching themselves to make sure it's all real. Perhaps they're dancing a jig together or knocking back shots and howling at the moon out of sheer giddy joy at all their good luck. Or maybe they're just quietly cavilling over the latest turn of events. If she wants to run in 2016, Hillary Clinton could have the easiest walk to the White House of any candidate in either party since, well, one has to go back a very long way. The reasons are becoming more obvious with each passing crisis of Republicanism, but are even starker now in the wake of the GOP's embarrassing implosion over the shutdown and debt ceiling fight. This is an opposition party in such a state of extreme dysfunction that the third of the talk of a third party split in 2016 is almost irrelevant. Why would you need a third party still to win, as Bill did, obviously, with, you know, remember Ross Perot, when the base and the base and the establishment of the GOP are no longer on speaking terms? I'm not talking to you. That's what's happening right now.
Sure.
Whatever rational, impressive candidate lays claim to the GOP nomination in 2016, say Chris Christie, is now going to have to out-cruise Ted Cruz. The demographic numbers tell a grim tale for any potential GOP candidate at the same time as they look like manna from electoral heaven for Hillary. The Republican Party, still in the grip of Tea Party extremism, is more and more becoming a party of disaffected and aging white voters. It's good stuff. Oh, Hillary's just... swinging pantsuits over her head. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Disaster. Like
Stephanie Miller.
That crazy girl from hair and makeup?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Jim?
Hmm?
Who said, this is a... Hang on. Oh, sorry. In the wrong place. Okay. If she wants to run in 2016, Hillary Clinton will have the easiest walk to the White House of any candidate in either party since, well, maybe back to Reagan in 84, LBJ in 64, Eisenhower in 52, or even FDR in 32, 36, and 40. The presidency is looking like it's hers to lose more than ever. Who said that?
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, no. That was bad. Yes, Michael Hirsch in the article.
Yes.
Which is why I said it's obviously going to be a walk. She should pick me as VP just for the irony of 64, because she was a Goldwater girl.
Go.
And see, I'm the daughter of Miller on the Goldwater Miller
ticket. And you're a Miller girl.
And we'd still kick ass, even with a fart joke comedian. Jim. Who said, they also say, well, you'll see the Tea Party movement's fading or at least becoming more manageable, but it's not. As we saw when 144 Republicans in the House voted against the reopening of the government and extension of the debt ceiling Wednesday, causing Boehner the support of what used to be known as his caucus. More to the point, several of those who might be considered serious 2016 contenders for the presidency also voted in favor of the first default in American history in order to stay in the Tea Party's good graces, including Paul Ryan, Cruz, Rubio, and Rand Paul, supplying the first fodder for those Hillary 2016 attack ads. Who said that?
Bob Dole. Bob Dole thinks Ted Cruz is a Nimrod.
All right. No.
And a fruitcake.
Gotta knock it off.
Does Bob Dole think Bob Dole ought to stop talking in the third
Bob
person?
Bob Dole ought to stop referring to Bob Dole in the third person. Makes Bob Dole sound like a fruitcake.
Who said if she wants it, the broad center of American politics and the White House may well be Hillary Clinton's for the taking. We await her decision, but she and Bill must be feeling pretty good about it now. Maybe even a bit giddy. Who said that?
Al Gore.
That was a good guess. No, same article, Michael Hirsch.
Uh-huh.
Hillary, laughing her ass off. Oh, by the way, it is interesting, a lot of the Republicans kind of make it seem like they really won.
Yeah.
It was kind of like Dahl winning in the Charlie Sheen sense.
Sure.
In the Tiger Blood sense, they won.
Mm.
In every other sense, they took an epic ass kicking.
Mm-hmm.
However, guess where Obamacare is really winning? Kentucky. Kentucky.
What?
Thanks to Steve Beshear, the governor there. Kentucky, this from the Daily Beast today, Kentucky, a bastion of anti-government ire, is the top state for Obamacare enrollment. The governor responsible for the unlikely red state enthusiasm, Steve Beshear.
Huh.
God bless him. Did you hear him? He was awesome talking about this last week, I think. When you wade through the propaganda and understand the law's true impact, Kentucky needs the Affordable Care Act desperately. It's a state that consistently ranks near the bottom of every national health survey, where one out of every six citizens remains uninsured. With our long-standing tradition of timid politicians fearful incurring the wrath of anti-government mobs, it wouldn't have been surprising to see Kentucky join much of Red America and reject both Obamacare's Medicaid expansion to the working poor, as well as the option of establishing a state-run exchange to provide health care to the remaining uninsured. But in a delicious irony, Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul's home state may ultimately serve as the proving ground of Obamacare's success.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this just gets better and better. Along with the news that Mitch McConnell got a kickback for signing this deal, which is going to get him teabagged. And we also got infrastructure and health care. He's going to take the blame. Okay.
Wow.
Yes, this is due to the political chutzpah, or chutzpah, as Michelle Bachmann would say, of one man, Kentucky governor.
Chutzpah.
Right. Steve Beshear. Over the past several months, he's used his broad executive powers to bypass resistance from the GOP-controlled state.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear from him. And I love this. Daily Beast writing, the governor isn't going quietly about his business. He's gleefully poking the eye of the Tea Party beast and its subservient U.S. senators. In a recent New York Times op-ed, he crowed, to those more worried about political power than Kentucky's families, I say get over it and get out of the way so I can help my people. Here in Kentucky, we cannot afford to waste another day or another life.
Let my people go.
Take that, Yertle. Yeah, go back in your shell. Take it.
Tiny little eyes to poke.
Quit it.
McConnell and Paul. McConnell and Paul have pounced on Beshear's advocacy, writing a rare joint op-ed entitled "Kentucky," and they hate each other.
Yeah.
Rip on. Entitled "Kentuckians Not Buying Obamacare," but they are buying Obamacare, writes Daily Beast, literally. And many, many more will, as uninsured Kentuckians learn more about their benefits during the program's grassroots educational rollout, and popular disgust grows with the shutdown and default tactics of Obamacare's most vocal critics. This is just boomeranging and boomeranging.
Yeah. Ow! Ow!
Quit
ow!
It. Ow!
Ow!
Quit it!
Ow!
Quit it! Beshear's example could potentially shake up national politics by paving a new economically populist path for more red state politicians, particularly those who represent economically disadvantaged areas where the federal safety net serves as an integral thread in society's fabric. This is great stuff. Social wedge issues will always present a problem for progressives in places like Kentucky, but Steve Beshear's healthy recipe might prove the elixir for the hype-fueled Tea Party brew that's convinced many poor rural Americans to vote against their own economic self-interests. Hmm. Wouldn't that be something? Yertle's home state.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
Mm. So in the end, the GOP's successful messaging efforts to rebrand the Affordable Care Act as Obamacare and stand unanimously for its defeat and then repeal could provide an opening for Democrats to win elections in areas that have been solidly red for decades.
Oh, wow.
And with Steve Beshear's help, the monster that Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul helped create might ultimately turn on its masters.
Turn Kentucky blue. Wow.
Oh, Lord.
To go with the grass.
Lord.
Wow.
Lord. This just, it gets better and better. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the first time they can see in actuality that they've been voting against their economic self-interest. Someone who said that, one of our favorite writers, said if Ted Cruz is their nominee, Georgia goes for Hillary.
Oh, yeah.
Texas turns blue.
Wow.
Carrie in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Stephanie. How you doing? I was wondering if you were prejudiced against Tea Party members. I thought I'd give you a call.
No. Love them.
Oh, good.
Love them, love them.
Anyway, okay, good. Well, I wanted to ask you, why did you think it was fair that President Obama, Congress, and 1,400 unions, which I'm a member of, are exempt from the health care bill? Why is that good?
There are not 1,400 unions that are exempt from the health care bill.
I'm sorry, 1,400 exemptions.
No, there are not 1,400.
That's how many President Obama gave. What is the number?
Okay.
Sorry.
Carrie, all right.
Unions generally have their own health plans.
Yes,
right. I'm in
so
two
they're,
of them.
They're, yeah.
Some of the unions don't like some of the provisions. Everyone's going to nitpick about certain parts of certain laws. But
some very large companies have an exemption until next year because they are very large battleships to turn around.
Right. I am not going to.
And so they needed a little more time.
I, like the president, am not going to relitigate a law that was passed 3.5 years ago and upheld.
And there was some political machination.
That's why the Harry Reid's office released those boner letters. He's the one that campaigned. It's not an exemption. It's getting congressional staffers to get the same benefits everybody that's employed around the country gets.
Yes.
It's not any special exemption from Obamacare.
It's not.
It's just, and that's the problem, is sometimes the explanation's too long, so it's like, good enough for Obama to be on the Medicaid.
Yeah. It's an explanation that's a bit longer than fits on a bumper sticker. Unfortunately, a lot of Tea Partiers only understand bumper sticker
brain,
phrases.
Morans.
Exactly.
And I am not prejudiced against Tea Billies, for God's sakes. I love them.
I love
the baggers.
That's great. Paper or plastic?
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, as you said, we lost 16 Beyoncés in this whole thing.
That's right. Because Beyonce is worth $315 million.
And right.
We were a couple of Sasha Fierces.
And Jen Kirkman said that we're losing a Beyonce a day.
Exactly.
From this ridiculousness.
And how many Beyoncés are in an Oprah, though?
Who can say, really? But anyway, yeah, we would like our $34 billion back, please.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz, thanks. Just hold him upside down and shake until the coins come out of him.
Those big
Ed Grimley pants I have. I bet he's got all $34 billion in there.
You only get Canadian coins out of him, though, when you turn them upside down and shake them down.
What the hell? What is this funny money?
Loonies everywhere, eh?
Let's ask our drunk Canadian intern how much money that is in Canadian.
Except he's not really drunk.
No, he doesn't drink. That's why it's funny. Okay.
Wow. A sober Canadian? Is that legal?
All right. Anyway, the reason I brought this up, Sexy Liberal Tour is starting again. I've got to get a rider. I've got nothing in my ride. I need to start making some demands up. And Beyonce has a no-camera policy, no pictures backstage among her crew. She also has demanded her meals be served on crisp white tablecloths in all-white dressing rooms in every venue. Also, her dressing room must be completely baby-proofed. It must be furnished in all-white. The temperature must be set at exactly 72 degrees Fahrenheit at all times.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to have Travis copy Beyonce's rider and just send it to every venue just to see what they say. No.
Computer says no.
Baby proof? She's a childless loser. Why does she need a baby rider? Well, because I'm drunk. That's why I need a baby proof. What if I fall and hit my head before a show?
You always, when you get drunk, you crawl around sticking paper clips in outlets.
Right.
That's what.
Baby proof that shizzle before mama comes.
That's what you do. That's your bag.
I don't want to get electrocuted at the Barrymore or wherever we're going. You go. And they announce me, and I come on stage with Don King hair. Come on!
Excuse me, these are not veal medallions.
Exactly. Don't be getting me any non-medallion
veal.
What? All right. As you know, it is the tour that nearly killed me.
Yep.
But I aspire to be Liza. Liza performed the other night with a broken wrist. She took the stage with her... She's getting a little brittle.
Well,
she
needs Boniva.
How many new hips has she gotten?
She got two new hips.
A couple. She took the stage with her half-sister, Lorna Luft.
Uh-huh.
Despite breaking her wrist in three places while we were rehearsing at home on Sunday night.
Was she pounding
the
walls?
Was she doing that hand thing that she does? Like,
it's up to you. Ow!
Ow! She's a little spazzy.
No, that was her song
first.
Life
is a cab!
She's
if you're too old to do that, a hand, that arm, break.
What good is sitting alone in your... Ow!
I think you just broke every single bone in her body.
I throw myself about the stage like a rag doll and Sexy Liberal. I'm surprised. I'm getting even more brittle. And when we started the tour, I'm likely to break a few things, too.
Yeah, you're starting to get a hump back there.
I don't rehearse, though. Excuse me? What hump?
I can fix that hump for you.
You're starting to get a widow's hump back there.
No, you get nothing!
Who you? Okay.
Was that your Liza impression?
Right. Yes, she's, because that was my favorite moment ever. You remember on Larry King?
Yes.
Back in the day, when I used to do Larry King all the time. And Michael Jackson stuff.
Yeah. Back in the day when no one said back in the day.
Right. When she kept calling Larry honey, that was my favorite thing ever when Quincy Jones was on.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a photographic memory for that stuff, remember?
Come on.
Oh, Larry, honey, it wasn't true. It was never true. The molestation of honey, Larry, it's awful.
Liza, Liza, calm down. Let Quincy talk.
Oh, Larry. Oh, honey. Oh, it's just awful, honey.
What are you on? And where can I get some?
Oh, Larry. I broke my lip.
You know what's good for that? Kumquats. There's a weird fruit.
Wow, it's Friday.
Oh, boy.
You think it was before our vacation, but it's not.
I have shutdown fatigue. I need a break. All right,
what is going on?
I do not know. 47 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller is... Who is a babe, by the way? I must point this out.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Steffi. In the city, running wild and looking pretty. Hot. Steffi.
Wow. Nick Gilder. We're nothing if not cool, cool call.
Oh. Mm-hmm. 52 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEFF-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. You know, nothing good can come of emails during cocktail hour. I did not realize that I'm booked on the Ed Show tonight, but apparently I am.
Oh, well.
I must have said, yeah, I don't recall that. Okay, tune in to Mama on the Ed Show.
Send me to see
okay.
Tonight.
Somebody
wow.
Come over and throw a bucket of water on me.
Oh, sure, I'll do it.
It's Friday.
I did what?
Hmm?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Do they know what they're getting into with you on a Friday in cocktail hour?
Ooh. Clink, clink. Okay. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
Hang on, Lupe. Huh? Lupe, hang on.
Right. Do we have a... There we go. There we go.
A blessing from the Lord. God be praised.
Fresh from counseling the house stenographer. Here he is.
Hey, that's my boo. Watch what you say.
And
I'm glad you're on Ed today. Casual Fridays is a bit of a step up for you in terms of formalities.
So. Thank you. And as you know, we are kicking off Sexy Liberal again. We are next week is a grab bag of announcements. John Fiegel saying, including our final. We sold out the Warner Theater in D.C. We sold out the Chicago Theater, and this will be our final 2013 show, West Coast show, and then a full 2014 election year schedule. Very, very exciting.
We are needed. You know, Cory Booker is giving all of his superhero capes to us, and we're taking off. I woke up yesterday morning, and the news media told me that Cory Booker was a senator, Caroline Kennedy was an ambassador, and John Boehner was a sane moderate. In any world like that, we need Sexy Liberal Tours back on the road.
Yeah. What you're still finishing up your documentary.
Yes, I'll be on the road for the next 3 weeks, and we're going to be in Alabama, Mississippi, New Orleans. We did all the northern states last month, all the southern states this month, and it's pretty, pretty grueling, but a lot of really inspiring stories as well as a lot of hardship out here. And we just had your BFF, Alan Grayson, interviewed for our film yesterday.
He was great. I saw him yesterday, and somebody said, you know, how is this going to end? I was reading Paul Krugman today, and he's not hopeful that we're not going to go through this all again in a few months. But Alan Grayson said it best. He said, we have to get the house back, period,
yeah.
In 2014.
Mm-hmm. You know what? We have to. It's more important than ever now. I mean, if you're tired of manufactured crisis after manufactured crisis, it's like dating a cokehead with these Republicans. It's horrible. And if you want to get it behind you, you got to get all your friends who didn't vote in 2010 to get out there and vote now. And you know what? You want to criticize the Democrats? Great. I'm a comedian. I criticize them all day. It's a lot of fun. But the fact is, nothing's going to get done if Democrats don't get elected. And a lot of moderates and independents have been woken up to that in the last couple of weeks.
Yep. And by the way, the Holy Spirit has told us to start the Sexy Liberal Tour again. It kept waking me up in the middle of the night, John, as you know.
Well, she calls it the Holy Spirit. I call it the vagrant she brings home at night. But it's true, you know. I mean, last year we had a presidential campaign season last year where you had Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Perry all said they ran for president because God told them to, and that's because God loves us and wants us to laugh, and that's why we're bringing Sexy Liberal back.
There you go. All right, hang on, let me put you on hold. And Steve in Illinois, you're on with John. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, it needs to be pointed out to the so-called Tea Party that they have nothing in common with the Boston Tea Party.
Hell yeah.
They deserve the title. It was a revolt against a global corporate power that was using their influence in politics to shift the tax burden onto local key distributors. And if they want to go burn down a Walmart, I'll support them. But until then, you don't deserve the title.
Yeah.
It's a very good comparison, except burning down a Walmart will result in even more taxpayer funds going to Walmart. But keep in mind, you're right, the British East India Tea Company was the Walmart of their day. The Boston Tea Party was American colonists protesting the British government and a corporation dressed as Indians. The modern Tea Party is American citizens protesting the American government for a corporation dressed as imbeciles. Not quite the same.
Yeah, the Koch brothers are England, you know, in this scenario.
England Ford and John Ford Coley.
Yes.
Dan, right.
England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
That was my point.
What?
What now? John Fugelsang. Oh, there you are. We were saying that, they have gotten to the point of just incoherence. We were playing a clip earlier of Sarah Palin on with Megyn Kelly, and it just...
Oh, wow, what a summit that was.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but it was just, she is just complete incoherence. That's why the beauty soundbite of the week was someone yelling, "You're an idiot," at her at the World War II monument, right?
Well, and that's why she was hired back to Fox. Her job is to tell people who've been wrong about everything that they've always been right. And that's what Fox News is very good at. It's like an IV drip for denial. And, you know, I'm glad Sarah Palin's not going away, because every time she opens up her mouth, 10 more Democrats get votes. I got to run. I'll watch you on the Ed Show tonight.
Thank you.
I'm being called back to the set, and I can't wait for a big announcement. It's going to be a great year on the road.
Thank you, honey. All right, have fun. We'll talk
to
you. You too. All right, we love you, John Fugelsang, sexy liberal. John Fugelsang. Yes, next, by the way, so we were saying, next week is going to be a whole bunch of announcements, including the final 2013 West Coast Sexy Liberal, and then we'll announce the first few, a bunch of shows for 2014. And tons of people have gone on Sexy Liberal and Facebook already today to see, if you'd like to see us in your town, let us know. We're firing up the Sexy Liberal bus again.
Will it all come together when Mom sings along?
My mom is 91 and Republican, so I don't think so.
Okay.
It was fortunate because she did come to the Raleigh-Durham one last year and watched the teabagging demonstration.
Oh, I'm sure
fortunately,
she's so
proud. She was like, Steffi, what was the man doing to you on stage?
It's not important right now.
Mom, it's like a wrestling yoga thing. It's okay.
Tybo. And your mom knows from yoga.
Right.
That's right, she does.
She of the naked headstand.
Yes.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.